Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a fun again. Laughter is calling for you. Dame d'un rendezvous.
Dame d'un rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Asleep. Get up. Well, if you want to lie down, why don't you come to bed?
I'm up.
Look, Stanley, you've been lying around all morning, and you promised me that you'd paint the outside of the building today.
Well, the day's not over.
Yeah, but you've been promising all year.
Well, the year's not over.
How long can you stand to look at something so faded and drab?
I don't know. How long have we been married?
You got the outside of the building painted. Maybe you could rent those two empty apartments.
All right. I'll do it.
Well, maybe. Come to think of it, maybe you ought to get a professional painter.
No way. I'm not going to shell out $1,500. I could do it myself.
Yeah, but, you know, if you want it done right.
Helen, I know these guys. They're rude and they're slow and they're lazy and they're always complaining.
You're right, Stanley. You're the man for the job.
All right, now, Chrissy, this is a job application, so I want this letter to be simple and direct. Ready?
Ready.
All right. Okay. The date. Today's date. Good. Okay. How am I doing so far?
Wonderful. You got the date right. Okay. Want me to read it back to you?
No, Chrissy, that's fine. It's just tough to get started, you know.
Dear sir.
Yes? Oh, yes, yeah, that's good. Write that, dear sir.
Uh-oh.
Not uh-oh, dear sir.
What if a woman gets it?
Okay, dear madam.
What if a man gets it?
Chrissy, put down dear sir or madam.
Well, how about dear madam or sir?
Chrissy, this letter is very important to me. If I don't get a job soon, we're not going to eat around here.
You mean you're not going to eat around here?
Excuse me, Chrissy, who does the cooking in this place?
Right. To whom it may concern?
Good. To whom it may concern. I am desirous of obtaining a part-time job. Go, Chrissy. I am desirous of obtaining... Chrissy, you're not typing.
Desirous?
What's wrong with desirous?
Well, it makes you sound too sexy.
You're right. Leave it in.
Leave it in?
Yeah, I don't care what I have to do to get a job. Dear sir, dear madam, dear, to whom it may concern, I am desirous of obtaining a part-time job to help finance my attendance at technical college. I am sure I can be of invaluable assistance to you in some capacity, such as taking inventory or running errands. Just brushing the hair out of your eyes. I am eager. I'm bright. I am willing to work very hard. I have no bad habits. And I'm available at your convenience for a personal interview. Yours sincerely. No, no, make that humbly yours. Humbly yours. Jack Ripper.
Okay, I'm all ready, Jack. You eat anything from the grocery store?
Oh, yeah, Janet. I'm making spaghetti tonight, so I need some herbs. Thank you.
Oh, wait. I better write that down. Say, anybody seen my pen? Where's my pen? What'd it look like? What do you mean, what did it look like, Chrissy? My gold pen? You know, the one with the inscription my parents gave me for my graduation?
Oh, gosh, where'd you lose it?
Well... Chrissy, if I knew where I lost it, then I'd still have it. Oh, I know. I took it to bed with me last night.
Instead of her teddy bear?
My mother likes her to ride home every night right before she goes to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's her mother's way of making sure Janet's alone in bed.
It isn't in there.
Well, maybe you left it at work.
Well, I hope so, Janet. That pen's real important to me. Thank you. Okay, what do you want to go with your spaghetti?
Well, I need some oregano,
uh-huh.
Some basil,
uh-huh.
Clove of garlic.
Well, okay.
And 2 pounds ground round.
Okay. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Do you have any spaghetti?
Put down spaghetti.
Okey-dokey. What's that?
Oh, it's my passport to employment. Uh-huh. Get a load of this.
Okay. Let's see here. To whom it may concern, I am desirous of obtaining a part-time... Desirous?
Mm.
Sorry. It's good, desire. I'm desirous.
Desirous.
Now to attend a technical college, I am sure I can be of invaluable assistance to you in some capacity, such as taking inventory, running errands, or just brushing...
Brushing the hair out of your eyes? See? What is that? I said it to you, not to the letter.
Actually, I think it's kind of sweet. I mean, maybe you'll end up grooming English sheepdogs.
You hold the ladder, Helen.
I'm holding it.
You hold it steady, or you want me to break my neck?
Decisions.
Don't kid around. You know I'm afraid of heights. I can't do anything if I'm too high up.
I don't think height has anything to do with it.
Why not?
Our bed is only 2 feet off the floor.
Will you hold the ladder?
Okay.
Are you crazy? I could have been killed. Don't ever sneak up behind me like that again.
Oh, don't mind him, Jack. He gets nasty if he has to do anything he doesn't like.
Climbing a ladder?
That too.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the shawl I bought you for our anniversary?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think you ought to save it for a special occasion?
When was the last time you painted the house?
She's got you there. Jack, well, I better be going.
Jack, do me a favor. I don't want her to get any paint on that shawl.
You want me to wear the shawl?
Well, it would look cute on you, but that's not what I want.
Look, I think I'll just leave you two alone. That is, if Jack doesn't mind giving you a little help.
Oh, I don't mind. Where does he need it?
Everywhere.
She got you.
Jack, just hold the ladder, will you? It's very hard to climb.
Yeah. Well, wait a second, Mr. Roper. This is very easy to climb. Hang on, I'll show you. Just watch. See, what you've got to do is you've got to get to know your ladder, see?
Jack, be careful.
You're testing it. No, you're just testing it. Make the ladder your friend. Watch now, watch.
Jack, don't go up too high, Jack.
No. Geronimo! I took the shortcut down.
Jack.
Yeah.
How would you like a job painting this building?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
I'll give you $50 a day.
Fantastic!
There's only one thing.
What's that?
It's got to be painted in 2 days.
Mr. Roper, there's no way I can get this building painted in 2 days.
2 times 50 is 100.
Unless I get started right away.
Okay, you climb the ladder, and I'll hoist up the paint.
No, wait a second. I can just take the...
You know, I rigged this little beauty myself. Oh, yeah? It's amazing how much time you can save if you just use your head.
Well, why don't I take the bucket?
Jack, just climb up the ladder.
Well,
you know, the last thing I need from you is advice.
Well, Mr. Roper, I think if I just...
You know,
had...
you remind me a lot of Helen, always telling me what to do. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Excuse me, Mr. Roper. When that dries, I can put on a second coat.
Oh, Chrissy, I'm so glad I caught you home.
You're lucky. In a minute, you would have caught me downtown. Come on in.
Oh, hey, do you have $36?
$36?
Yeah, cash. There's a COD package, and Stanley's gone to the paint store with Jack, and
gee, I don't think I have quite that much.
How much do you have?
$4. How much do you have?
$4 if you lend it to me.
Can I take an IOU?
Chrissy, you can't give an IOU to the UPS for a COD. They call the FBI.
You know, I think Jack has some money in his room. I'll go get it for you.
Are you sure he won't mind?
Oh, he won't mind at all. I'm positive. I'll be right back.
Jack, you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, Mr. Roper, I'll get to it right after lunch. I hate to work on an empty stomach. I'm afraid I'll get dizzy and fall off the ladder again.
What are you worried about? You just fly down.
I tried it once and I didn't like it.
Oh, hi, Mr. Roper.
Here's my lunch now. I'll be down as soon as I'm through, okay?
Yeah, okay, but make it snappy.
Yeah, you got it, Mr. Roper. Janet, mm-hmm. I've got to talk to you. Come over
Jack,
here.
Jack, just let me put these away.
That can wait.
Jack.
Sit down here and listen.
Jack, I'm listening, all right?
Janet, listen.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
What?
I just don't know how to tell you.
Just bring it out.
I'll just bring it
okay.
Oh. Chrissy stole money from me.
What? That's impossible.
No, I saw her do it with my own eyes.
What did she do? Stick her hand in and take it out of your pocket?
No, out of my drawers.
Jack!
Help me out here. She walked into my room, opened the drawers, and took out my money.
Jack, listen to me. Now, there's got to be some simple explanation for this. One thing about Chrissy... What about me?
Oh, nothing. We were just talking about how you like
your
spaghetti.
We
were talking about a lot of things.
Yeah. Chrissy, is this a new purse?
Uh-huh. Do you like it?
It's beautiful. But where'd you get it?
At Barton's department store.
Chrissy, I thought this morning you told me that you didn't have any money.
Oh, I didn't. But you know how it is. If you want something badly enough, you can always find a way.
So what do you say now?
Poor Chrissy.
She's not that poor. She's got my $32.
Jack, this just doesn't sound like Chrissy. Maybe she's doing it unconsciously.
Now that sounds like Chrissy.
Jack, what I mean is, maybe Chrissy's sick and can't help taking things. Maybe she's a kleptomaniac.
Our little Chrissy a kleptomaniac? No. Do you think?
Yes. I read about this, and it can happen to anybody. When a person feels lonely and rejected, they take things, but that's a cry for help.
Oh, well, I'd do anything to help her.
Oh, me too. Look, the first thing we got to do is have a talk with her.
Right. Maybe we can find out what happened to your pen.
My pen. Oh, Chrissy, come here. We wanted to have a little chat with you.
Oh, sure. Hey, how do you like this shawl? Do you think it'll go with my new black dress?
That's beautiful.
Kitchen, Janet. We have to go to the kitchen. I have to show you where to put away the groceries. She doesn't know.
Jack, I know where all these things
Never
go.
Never mind that. The shawl, the shawl, the shawl.
The what?
That's Mrs. Roper's shawl. Roper gave it to her on their anniversary.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Oh. Huh? Oh, nothing, Klepti. I mean, Chrissy.
It wasn't important, Chrissy.
Hey, do you want to try this on? I bet it'll look great on you.
No.
Look, Chrissy. Who could that be?
Jack.
It's Roper.
Oh, I'm second thought, Chrissy. I'd love to try this on.
Hey, but the mirror's in the bedroom.
Yeah, I know that, Chrissy. But see, I want to look at myself in the pots and pans.
I know I got you.
Okay, coming, Mr. Roper. Oh, hi, Mr. Roper.
I want to look at the molding in the kitchen window.
The kitchen window!
Yeah, I hope you haven't painted over the edge. It makes the window stick.
No, I never would paint over an edge, Mr. Roper.
Afraid to let me check on your word?
No, it's not that, Mr. Roper. Come on.
Hi, Mr. Roper.
Could you move over a little bit, please?
Oh, sure, I'll move over.
Thank you. Oh, looks all right. Boy, it's hot out there.
Yeah.
Can I borrow a ginger ale?
Sure, help yourself in the fridge.
No! We don't have any ginger ale.
Oh, sure we do.
No, we don't have any ginger ale.
No, no ginger ale here. Lovely try. Sorry.
Well, anything cold would be all right.
We don't have anything cold, Mr. Roper.
See, you had one.
Oh, silly me.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Roper.
Mr. Roper.
I have a beer.
It's fine. Just, you don't have to return it at all, Mr. Roper.
Don't forget, I want you to finish painting this weekend.
I am going to do that. This weekend, I'm going to finish painting.
I don't see how you can paint anything today, Jack. You're so nervous.
Is Roper gone?
Yeah, you want me to get him for you?
No, Chrissy, don't do that. He's drinking a beer.
Yeah, Chrissy, just forget it.
Cold.
Oh, well, that's how I try to drink.
Oh, the shawl is cold? Well, that's because there's so many of these little holes in there. The breeze goes right through the breeze and it cools it off.
Sometimes you say dumb things, Jack.
I'm sorry. Chrissy, sit down here on the couch for a second, would you?
Just right down here.
Yeah. We'd like to have a talk. Go ahead, Janet.
What do you mean, go ahead, Janet?
I mean, you start.
Why should I start? Why don't you start?
Well, we'll leave it to Chrissy.
You want me to start?
No.
Chrissy, dear, we were wondering if you'd been feeling okay lately.
Sure, why?
Why, Jack?
Why? Well, you haven't been feeling lonely or rejected.
Oh, with two such wonderful friends like you.
Go ahead, Janet, your turn.
Thank you, Chrissy. You know, when you have a problem, a really big problem, it is sometimes very difficult to talk about that problem, even with your very closest friends. Isn't that right, Jack?
Right. It's really, Janet and I were talking about it. See, sometimes it's really good to talk to somebody who can be more objective, like a psychiatrist.
I'll get it.
Oh, hold it, Janet.
What?
What if it's Mr. Roper? He'll see the shawl.
Oh, right. Who is it?
It's Mrs. Roper.
Oh, it's only Mrs. Roper. Mrs. Roper! Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Sit down, Chrissy.
What can we do for you, Mrs. Roper?
Actually, I came to see Chrissy.
Oh?
right now, Mrs. Roper. What's gotten into you two?
Chrissy, my shawl. It looks beautiful on you. I told you it was your color.
Well, thanks for lending it to me.
Here's the money I owe you.
Oh, thanks. 4 are mine, and the other 32 are Jack's. I did borrow it from him.
You did?
Well, then that means she didn't.
Of course she didn't.
Chrissy,
it's my turn. Oh. Chrissy.
My turn.
If I'd known it had caused so much excitement, I'd have given the money to Stanley.
Wonderful.
It's terrific.
Yeah. Now, wait, Chrissy, about that new purse of yours. Now, how did you afford that? I charged it.
Oh, you charged it!
Wonderful, Chrissy!
Hey, how come you want me to see a psychiatrist?
Oh, well. That's just the way, you know, I was making conversation. I said, you know, hello, how are you? Have a nice day. Would you like to see a psychiatrist? You know, I say things like that all the time. Don't I, Janet?
Yeah, you know, he's always saying those crazy things.
Yeah, but you know something, Chrissy? There's another thing I say all the time is that it's easier to live with people when you never borrow, especially without asking.
Oh, you mean your letter. Well, you know, I went to the bank today and I made Xerox copies of your job letter, so now all you have to do is sign them and mail them.
Well, my job letter?
Yeah.
You did that, Chrissy. Oh, thank you.
Here they are.
Chrissy.
I'll just sign them right now.
That was so nice.
That's so sweet. Humbly yours, Jack.
That's my pen. What are you doing with my pen?
Pen! This is your pen.
It's my pen.
Yes, it is, isn't it? It says to Janet, happy graduation. Your pen! Well, you know what happened probably when you put it down my pocket was just, you know, you know what? It was probably the little pen fairy. I know that because I've seen under my pillow and little tiny footprints in the carpet. Seriously, you know something, Janet? I've been feeling awful lonely and rejected. Chrissy, you know what I mean? Just all by myself and...
Oh, boy, what a day. Gosh, I mean, I can hardly believe it. I mean, we practically called Chrissy a thief and she didn't even mad at us. You know, you're so understanding.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why.
Why?
Well... One day when I was in the fourth grade, I sat down and there was a tack in my chair.
I don't see the point.
I didn't either. So, to get even after school, I pushed Tommy Dallas in the mud puddle.
Oh, because he's the one who put that tack on your chair.
No, it wasn't him. It was someone else. It's so simple, don't you understand? You see, I did something I shouldn't to someone who turned out to be what he wasn't because I thought he did something that he didn't.
Someday I'm going to kill you, Chrissy.
Jack?
No, I'm just... Don't worry about it, Chrissy. Hey, that scar you got from the tack is hardly noticeable.
How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
You're forgetting. Today I was painting outside your bedroom window. By the way, Jack, you have a lovely birthmark right on the...
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.